Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is the founder of the Financial Seminary, a nonprofit ministry. He's the author of several books, including Faithful Finances 101, Spiritual Investments of the Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton, which is one of my favorites right here. You should see my copy. It's dog-eared and yellow sticky notes sticking out of it. Look Up America. I think that's the last one. He's our good friend Gary. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim.
I also need to remind them that you're a recovering Wall Streeter.
Right.
And you've already finished your 12-step program and everything. So, Gary, something happened this week that caught your eye, and as one of the members of my brain trust who focuses on faith issues, you want to talk about this. It's associated with Steve Bannon, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Tell people who Steve Bannon is.
Well, Steve Bannon was President Trump's strategist that put him into the White House, chief strategist. And he's often called the leader of the alt-right, which means that faction typically of conservatives that don't get along with what they call the mainstream or establishment in Washington. And he's the now back at Breitbart News. And he presents a little differing view. It's almost as if it's a third party in the United States today, generally populist, right. Somewhat nationalist, which is what was interesting. Mm-hmm. I should tell your viewers that I'm in the process of writing a book on the common economic teachings of Islam and Judeo-Christianity. I know there are a lot of differing social issues and so on, but I want to talk about the economic issues and the financial issues. And I'm co-authoring it with a leader in the Islamic community who owns the largest Islamic mutual fund group in the country that's had spectacular performance over the years. What intrigued me was he actually sent me the article. Steve Bannon has a new book that's due out any day if it isn't already out on his life. But in it, it was surprising in that he praises Islam. And he says in the book that we are not enemies of Islam. We are enemies of radical Islam.
I agree with that. I have many friends in Islam.
Well, you know, that's...
They're the most passive humans I've ever met are my friends in Islam.
Well,
they wouldn't hurt a fly, nor do they have any malice toward me or anybody else.
No, my first roommate in college was actually a Muslim, Jim, and I had never met a Muslim, and he was one of the most wonderful people I've ever known.
Yeah,
and he was totally passive, and then I've served on Sir John Templeton's board with a guy named Sayed Nasser, whose son actually counseled President W. Bush on Islamic issues. And Sayed or Dr. Nasser, I should say, is one of the most respected scholars in Islam today. And he was just a marvelous person.
So Bannon is right about what you just said. That quote, I think he's right. But what is there something else to the story?
Oh, yeah. He goes on to explain that radical Islam is a new ideology, and it has to be resisted just like we resisted communism.
Right.
And I think that's true, but I think it's terribly important. So many of my friends, when they hear the word Muslim or Islam, just immediately think negative.
Right.
And, you know, there's probably, my guess is fewer than, 5% of Muslims are radical?
However, Gary, and I say this to my friends in Islam, I hold the other 90-something percent responsible because they have not at all, and if they have not adequately, prevented their religion from being hijacked.
I've been
around them. Gary, they will not speak ill of that group.
But if Yes, some of them do. The intellectuals
not
do.
Not enough of them. Not enough.
Not enough of them, perhaps. But let me go back a minute. Years ago, I read a book called Terror in the Name of God. I wanted to understand Islam. I thought that's what the book was about. It begins by describing the Christians who bombed the Oklahoma City building.
Yeah.
You know, they had an in-house theologian, Jim, who developed from the Bible, where it says go into the land and kill all the women and children and all of that, theology.
That's the Old Testament.
Of murder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
20 till the hour. Right back with Gary Moore. More of this and a couple of other things after this break. Gary Moore and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.